she'd beige them out at the top. Kosheris miftichei chalukah. A woman is allowed to tie the opening to her blouse or to a shirt because that's opened constantly. For instance, pshita lo tzrich, it's pshita. Of course, you're allowed to open it and close it. That's not kesher shel kayom at all. Lo tzrich de isla trei dashi. It has two openings, really. You could really open one side and force it off and leave the other side tied completely. Mao de same, machada minayu betulim mevatol. Kamash balon, that you're not going to want to do that and take it off in a way that's difficult. You want to open both things and take it off easily. Dashi. Tarte dashi. Shnei psachim. Hainu osun l'shonos. V'havyan zulamata. Zula yamin v'zula smol. Then ena materes al ha'echad yichol ha'posho lov shebedochet. If you only open one side, you could take it off, but it's difficult. So I might think that she's going to leave one side closed and open the other side. Since we don't know which side, ma'u d'seima, chada minaya betulim evatale. If it's a havi kesher shel kayama. And the one that she'll leave closed will be a kesher shel kayama. And then you're not allowed to open that one if she changes her mind, decides to open it. The kimin lo yadi hai minayu, and since you don't know which one she's going to leave closed, tarvayu litzru, both of them should be also. Kamash malah, no, that she's going to open both of them. The chute sibcha, the same thing goes for her ticho, hat, right? Pshita, right? Of course, you can take off the hat and untie it. Lo tzricha de revichola, that it could be taken off without untying it. Mal de same, a mishlev shaltala, she'll pull it off without untying it. Kamash malon, de isha chos al sairo u mishre sharyula, she doesn't want to rip out her hair. She takes it off without untying it, there's a chance that she'll rip out some hair. She can force it off, but it's not Noach. So therefore, what's it called? We don't assume she's going to leave it tied. She probably will, what's it called, will open it up. Pshita, the kol yome sharyula. It's partial that it's mutter to tie it onto that knot every day. Open it and close it. Dereficha, lo dachkosu barosha, ela koshartu barevach. She ties it and leaves room. Doesn't tie it tight. And therefore it's possible to take off while it's still tied. Mao the same a mishlef shalfila mirosha hachi. She'll take it off without untying it. V'havi lo kesher shel kayom, and therefore the kesher is the kesher that she's going to leave forever. Zemar says chayis al sara shema totzi bedocha v'tinatik sara. No, she's afraid that if she'll take it off without untying it, she'll rip out hairs. And this is during the week. The piskia nami iklishruya kegavna. Mao the same. The same thing goes for the piskia. That was the shel piskia, right? Rashi said in the Mishnah, piskia is a wide belt, right, that you tie on. And here also, you might think she can just slip out of it. But out sneeus, it's not nice to do that, right? She may just slip it down. But that's maybe she's afraid the rest of her clothing will fall down when she slips the belt down. So therefore she won't do that. She'll untie it. Okay. Uritsuas minal the sandal. Okay. Itmar hit uritsuas minal the sandal. Tani chada chayiv chatas. If you take out the straps of a shoe or a sandal. So one brisa says you chayv achatos for taking it out, for untying it. The Tanya idich pater avalaser. Another brisa says it's asher midrabbanan. The Tanya idich mutter lechatchila. Another brisa says that it's mutter lechatchila. Kashya menal a menal, kashya sandal a sandal. You have three brises that contradict each other, that argue both on menal and on sandal. Shmura says menal menal o kashya. Hadik tani chayv achatos b'de ushbechi. Pater avalaser. So just to get an idea what their sandals and shoes looked like. The only difference between a sandal and a shoe is that the one covered the whole foot and one just covered the bottom of the foot. Here. So that what they did is they tied on what's it called? I'll see what's over the first of the Gemara, and then we'll see how it goes. Can you pass this around? These are pictures of sandalim and what the parts of the different sandal are. This is for the next piece. Okay. So the Gemara says that there's no kasha. The one that you're chayiv a chatas for is v'du'ushkavi. That's a shoemaker's. The kesher shaha ushkav ose, kishetochev haritsua b'menal, kosher kesher mitocho shlotucha lotzeis. When the shoemaker makes the shoe, right? So he ties on the parts, the flaps, that they should stay forever. No, don't open that up. That's the tie on the flap itself to the shoe. That's the making of the shoe itself. There's a flap that's tied on that's part of the shoe. So b'drabanan kishikoshim soviv raglayim ain koshim b'dochik. Now there's another tie that you tie around your foot. So the rabbanan, when they tie the shoe onto their foot, they tie it loosely, right, in order that they could take it off without untying the shoe and having bittul Torah, right? Ain koshim b'dochik. They don't tie it tightly. Shepamim shechol sok shukosher. The noaluk shukosher. Sometimes you just slip it off and slip it back on, and don't bother untying it. It's not a kesher shel kayama, because sometimes they do tie the shoe on tightly, so they untie the knot and retie it. Like in the winter when it's muddy, they don't want the shoe sticking in the mud. So it has to be tied on tight so it doesn't come off. But in normal circumstances, it won't come off just stam if it's loose. And you can pull it off, that's why, without untying it, saves time. Bibnei Mechuza, that's the one that's mutter. Shehem rachvei levav, umakpidim alavusheim, v'na'alehen, lios mechuvanim. Bibnei Mechuza are very right people, very proper people, and they don't wear loose shoes. They tie it on tight, so it looks good. Right? V'koshin also bedochek, v'tzorech latiru arvis, that you can't get it off without untying it. So the people who untie it, tie a knot that has to be tied and untied daily, that's mutter. The one who ties a knot and could leave it for an extended amount of time, but not forever, that's awesome the rabbanan. And when you make the shoe and you tie the flaps on, those are never supposed to be untied, right? That's chayiv chatas. Okay, so that's menal. Sandal a sandal lokasha. Hodik Tani Chayev Chatos b'detaye dekatri ushkafi. Rashi b'detaye dekatri ushkafi b'sandolim shal Yishmaelim. The sandal that you Chayev Chatos for tying is Arab shoes, right? Arab merchants Yishmaelim socharim shal ushkafim koshrim bohem aritzos b'kesher kavua. These people, the knot is made by the shoemaker and it's permanent. They what's it called? I guess they keep their shoes on all the time. Pater aval aser b'dechumarta, dekatri inu. The one that's pater aval aser is what's it called? Elu sandolim shoshar anashim. Normal people. Right? Don't tie themselves into their shoes forever. She'en ritzuos kavuos bohen al yedei uman. The ritzuos are not tied in by the shoemaker. Elahem atzman koshim osam. They tie the shoes, right? V'chumarta bi'alma. The kosher matirin upam shmiskayim Shabbos or Chodesh. They tie it and retie it. The shoemaker doesn't make their shoes. They make the tie themselves. Sometimes they leave it for a month or two, but lemaisa it's not forever. But it's for an extended amount of time. That's pater avalaser. And lechatchila mutter lechatchila the sandal nafkid be betray. The one that's mutter lechatchila is a sandal that two people use and has to constantly be changed the size of it. They have to constantly readjust the size of the sandal. Kid Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Achva, the Rav Salah Hasidah. Rav Yehuda was the brother of Achva, of Salah Hasidah. Havilei Ahu Zuga de Sandle. He had a pair of sandals. Zin de Nenofik Be'ihu. Zin de Nenofik Be'yenuke. Sometimes he used it and sometimes his kid used it. So they had to constantly change the size of the sandal. Here we're talking not about the thing that, like the shoelaces, but it's talking about the ties, I'm trying to figure out what it's called, the straps, that's it, the straps that make the shoe itself. not to tie you into the shoe. The straps that make the shoe itself. So the Yishmoelin, the shoemaker, makes the shoe one size and that's it. The regular people, they make the tie themselves. So sometimes they leave it for a month or two or whatever, but it's not something that's shokayam. And when you have a sandal that you readjust constantly, so it's not made to keep for it all, any long time. So one day this one wears it, one day somebody else wears it. So asal kamei d'abaya. So Rav Yehuda came before Abaya. Omer le chai gav namai. What's halacha here? He was wanted to know: is it mutter or is it asam of the rabbana? Omer le chayiv chatas. He said, if you tie this sandal, you're chayiv chatas. If you tie the straps to make the sandal. Omer le hashda potter of a loser kokashali chayiv chatas kamers. I came to find out if it's asam of the rabbana or mutter. You tell me it's chayiv chatas. My timer. So he said, why are you so surprised it's Chayiv Chatas? You're making the sandal. You're tying a knot that's going to stay there forever. Right? No, because this sandal I use together with my kid. And sometimes I wear it, sometimes he wears it. We're constantly readjusting the size of the sandal by untying the straps. That's the case. I didn't know you constantly readjust the strap. I thought it's a regular sandal that you tie, you keep it, what's it called, forever. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah havi ko'ozul basrei d'Rabavo b'karmelis. Rabbi Yirmiyah was following Rabavo in a karmelis. Ifsik ritzua de sandale, and the strap of the sandal came out. Omerle mai navidle, what should I do? Omerle shokul gemilach dechazi l'maychol behema, and this again was not the strap that you tie in and out. Take your foot out of the thing. This is the strap of the shoe itself. The shoe became broken. Okay, the strap of the shoe became broken. One of these things came out. Not the one that you tie it together with, but one of the side straps that makes the shoe. Okay. So he said, take a reed that's moist, that's fit for an animal to eat. So it's not muksa. Ukrochaloi, and you put it around it, tie it around it, so it'll hold it on. In that way, what's it called? You'll be able to wear the shoe home. Okay. Abaya havi koi kamid Rav Yosef. Abaya was standing in front of Rav Yosef. Ifsik le ritzua. He also had a sandal break. Omerle may avidle. What should we do? Omerle shavke. Leave it alone. So he didn't tell me you can't move it. It's muktzah now. It's not a kli anymore, and you can't do anything with it. Just leave it. So Ma'ish Nomid Rabbi Yirmiyah. What Rabbi Yirmiyah said, he could have an eitzah how to wear it home, and here he told him that he can't wear it anymore. He has to leave it there. Hasim lo minter. In a karmelis, it wouldn't be protected. So there was no need. There was a need to wear it home. Hacha minter. Here you leave it where it is. You'll pick it up after Shabbos. No problem. So if you don't have to, it's not a shasakhak, leave it where it is. So Mara says, v'hamanahu, l'maisa, even if one side of the straps broke, right, it's still a kli. Why is it muktzah? Right? Why it's still a kli? Di bo'ina hafichnele miyamin l'smo. Because normally if you have the ozen of the thing, here, this is called an ozen, same thing. This is called a tarsosa. It's a little bit longer, right? But this is the flap which you tie. But this is tied onto the shoe. So if one breaks off, so if it's the outer one, so people, what's it called? People are going to, what's it called, not leave it like that. So that ruins the shoe. But if it's the inner one, right, so you can turn the shoe around and make it the outer one, you could turn the shoe around and make it the inner one. The inner one people don't see. So they'll wear the shoe like that and fix it. Masha'en Cain, if it's the outer one, not going to fix it. It doesn't look nice. There's your Rashi. So, but here you could change the right shoe to the left shoe and change around which one was broken. Rashi. I was concerned that it shouldn't be osur at all. You tell me it's chayv chatas. My time akashalach. Well, she said, why did you think that it should be mutter? Amalei mishun de bechol nami ani matiro bechol yom vekosher atchinik lefi raglo. Every day we readjust the size of this sandal. The beginning he didn't know that he readjusts the sandal every day. The He thought this was the shoe, the way the shoemaker made the shoe, and that's kavua. That's shalkayam. You don't untie the shoe itself. If shikritzua the sandal, even nafala sandal miragon, the sandal fell off. Shal yidei haritzua hu omed. Right? It only stays on your foot if it has that ritzua. Right? If it doesn't have the ritzua, is broken, it's going to fall off your foot. That's what holds it. That's what goes over your foot and holds it on. So, the sandal is open on the top. It's dodav shel eitz o shel or, and the round, the sides, is either leather or wood. Shaluk, which is what's a hard leather. The kasha varitzuos nikshoros al gav haregel umamidos also, and the ritzuos tie over the foot and hold it on your foot. Otherwise, it doesn't form fit your foot. Your foot will just fall. It'll just fall off your foot. Shokel gemilach the chazil machel behema deroy letilkel, which is not muktzah. Ukroch b'mokom haritzua, put that in the place where the ritzua was. The noel achitkanis, and wear it till you get home. Abaya havikoy kamedrav Yosef b'chotzer. He was in a chotzer, where you leave it in the chotzer, nobody's going to steal it. The carmelis, somebody may steal the shoe. Shafke b'mokom shenafol miraglecha. Leave it where you fell off your foot. V'lo titlenu b'yad chotzer. Don't pick it up to put it away. Even though in the chotzer you're allowed to carry, tell him to leave it there. It's muktzah. Why did Rabbi Yirmiyah say it's okay to wear by putting this gemi around it? There was an outside carmelis, and if he didn't wear it home, it could have been lost. Right, why is it osur to move? Why is it muktzah? It still has a din of a shoe. The ibo ina hafichnu miyamin l'smol. Shahasandal yeshlo shtei tarsios, v'hein shel or. Right, those are the tarsios. These are the tarsios, the flaps that go over the foot, and then you tie those flaps together. This tie you open and close every day. That's like our shoelaces. The flaps, although it's on the shoe, where the shoelaces go into. Right, but here without these flaps, your foot would come out of it. You couldn't wear the shoe. Right, you couldn't wear the sandal. So it has two, one on each side, one on the right side, one on the left side, and then they tie in the middle. Okay. So now, Rashi says, "Shasandul yesh lo shtei tarsios, the hein shel or, mokom kfiyas haritzuos." That's where the laces go. The laces go in these tarsios. Achas mibachutz v'achas mibifnim, v'vein shnei raglayim. And one is in the instep of your foot, and one's on the outside. Okay. Ke'en sheyesh l'menayim shalonu, like our shoes. Okay. K'shenifkas ha'pnimi, roi hu v'sakno. When the inner one breaks, you can fix it up. The afagav shetikun ha'nikar, even though when you fix it up, it doesn't look like it's new, right? It looks like it's been fixed up. U'gnayhu, and it doesn't look very nice. Mi'u l'tzad pnim lo mishchazi. Since it's in the instep of the shoe, right, nobody sees it, so you're not going to be afraid to fix up a torn flap if it's on the inside of your the side that faces the inside of your legs. Right, but when the outside one breaks, you can't fix it. You're going to have to remake the shoe. You can't just stitch that up. Why? Because it doesn't look nice. By Abaya, the outside one broke. Mishum hachi asher of Yosi. Afila tatla. It's no longer fit for wearing or for fixing. You're going to have to remake the shoe. Take off the flap completely, put a new flap on. And that, what's it called, is already a new shoe. So it's not a kli right now. You can make a new kli out of it, but it's not a kli. But if it's fixable, then it's still a kli. Right, so you can't be metalkla. It's not a kli anymore. I could always change it and make it into the other side. And when I put it on the other shoe, on the other side, that part that's torn will be the inside. And now I can fix it. So I'll switch my shoes. I'll put the left on the right and the right on the left. The left is perfect. And the right one needs to be fixed. And now, right now, the way it is now, it's on the outside. When I put it on the left foot, it'll be on the inside. And then I can sew it up so it's still a cleat. Okay. So Mara says, no. Omar lei midikim ataritz Rabbi Yochanan aliva Rabbi Yehuda shmami no alach Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yochanan explained something that we're going to learn now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan held the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, and since the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see you can't change the right to the left. That doesn't go. What's the case? Maihi, which is this case where there was a machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and somebody, and Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which intimated that he held the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, why explain his opinion if the halachas is not like him anyway? Well, that's what the Gemara is now going to discuss. Where is this case that was a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda that had to do with right and left shoes being interchanged, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't interchange them, and therefore it's not a kli. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. The Tanya, sandal shenifsiku shtei oznok o shtei tarsiosa. Okay, so a sandal where it tore either both of these flaps, this is Oznov, the small flaps, or the big flaps, right, is Tarsosa, right? Here's a picture of what's it called. It tore. The flap tore off the shoe. So either both of them tore off, either the big, the wide flaps or the narrow flaps. Oznov or Tarsosa, basically the same thing. Oshenitl kol hakaf shelo, or the whole calf, the whole sole came out. So it's not a shoe anymore. Right? So it's but. So tar. So if it was tame, it becomes tar. It's not a kli anymore. And it won't be makabel tuma. The way it is now, it's not a kli. Okay. Achas mi oznav, o achas mi tarsiosav. If one of the flaps tore, right? Oshenitl rov hakaf shelo, or only most of the sole came out. It still has a din of a kli, and if it was tame, it remains tame. Tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifsika Pnimis Tame. If the inner, what's it called, flap tore, then the shoe is still a shoe, and it's Tame. But Chitzona Tahor. But if the outside one tore, then you're not going to fix it. You're going to have to remake the shoe. Because you won't fix an outside flap, because it looks bad. An inside flap, you'll fix. So since the inside flap is fixable, it's still considered a kli. If it's not fixable anymore, then if you fix it, you're making a new shoe, then it's a new shoe, right? So either you're not going to fix it, and then you throw the shoe away, or if you fix it, you remake the shoe, so it's panim chadash, it's a new kli. But the old one, you'll fix. So that's still, what's it called, it's still a kli. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Omar Lay. Midikometaritz Rabbi Yochanan. The Mil said Rabbi Yehuda. The Kamon umefarishla. The Gemara explains it. Now, what Rabbi Yochanan explained, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Mestami held like Rabbi Yehuda. If the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then that's why it's not the shoe is muktzah. Shmami no halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar mishenifsiku achitzon olamonehu. That if the outer one breaks, it's not a kli anymore. And he doesn't hold of this thing that you could switch right to left. Once the outer one broke, right, that's it. There's no shoe anymore. Oznov, sheklape gav haregel, sheochzo bohen kishenoalo. The oznayim are the things that you hold when you tie it. Okay. On this picture, I don't know why that's called oznov. It's seems like the same thing as tarsiosav. Right, so I'm not sure from here that he just says that tarsios are wider flaps and the other ones are narrow flaps. And he quotes this Rashi. Sha'ochzim bohen. You hold on to them when you tie the shoe. The flaps. I guess, I don't know. It's I don't know why you hold on to them. Tarsiosav, makom kvias aretzuos. The tarsios are the place where the laces go through. From Rashi is mashma, not like this picture. It's mashma that there were ears that you had when you put the shoe on. There was some kind of flaps on the sides of the shoe that you held on to them when you put the shoe on. And then the other thing was the flap that went over where you tied the thing. His picture shows that they're the same thing, it's just one's wide and one's narrow. And he even quotes the Rashi. I don't know how he learned this Rashi, but it seems to me Rashi's saying that tarsios have a different function than osnaim. Osnaim have one function. According to this picture, they have the same function. That's the place where the ritzuas go. But from the way I understood Rashi, that the sandal has ears, right? Flaps that you hold on to when you put the shoe on. Okay, tarsios are mafutiyos ritzuas. Hakaf sola belaz, the sole of the shoe. Shetachas parsas haregel, that goes under your foot. Tahar the sulo masaknila, you're not going to fix it. The inami, and if you do fix it, chidishu, it's a new shoe. Vahashtami is botalei. Tamei lo parcha tuma meol. If it was tamei, it remains tamei. If the inner one broke, dakati manahu, it's still a kli. Vafilu nifsiko hachitzona. No, so that's the next sheet. Viboy mafich le miyamin l'smol, v'nimses chitzona nasas pnimis. Right? The Rabbanan hold that if only if both of them are torn, is it not a kli. But one of them, either one is okay. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It depends which one tore. If the inner one tore, it's still a kli. If the outer one tore, then it's not a kli, and we don't hold you can change it from one foot to the other. Okay. Va'omar Ula, now we're back in the Gemara. Va'omar Ula, the same Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said, in the name of Rabba Bar Chana, who said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ki machlokes l'inyin tuma, kach machlokes l'inyin Shabbos. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, and what's it called, the Tanakhama, argue l'gabi tuma, they argue l'gabi Shabbos, if it's a kli or not. If you hold that it's Tameh, it's still a kli. If you hold that it's Tahar, it's not a kli. And if it is not a kli, then you can't be Metaltel on Shabbos. If it is a kli, you could be Metaltel on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish brings a raya from here that Tiltul Begufo, kicking Muktzah, is also awesome. The Tzorich HaMuktzah. Because you see over here that he didn't let him wear the Muktzah on his foot. He wasn't going to be Metaltel on his hand, but the thing is, Rashi over here says, I didn't have a chance to look up the Chazon Ish, but Rashi says he ushered him from picking it up with his hand and being metaltel it. Masha from Rashi that it wasn't the problem of wearing it. The problem was with picking it up. I mean, metaltel his head, right? V'lo tiklenu biyodcha l'hatznio. Don't take it in your hand. Father Rabba, from Rashi is mashma that if he just wore it on his foot, it wouldn't be a problem. The problem was he had to pick it up with his hand to put it away.
That's Tark Lavush.
What?
The word on your foot is the derech.
So 1 second. So that's irrelevant. The Chazoni says that if you could move it with your foot, you could wear it on your foot too. That's what he says. And therefore, since he couldn't wear it on his foot, but from Rashi's Masha, that wasn't the problem. Could have worn it on his foot. The problem was only, what's it called, he couldn't touch it with his hand. He couldn't move it with his hand. Why does Rashi say, V'lo tiklena biyodcha? I don't have a chance to look at the Chazonish, but from this Rashi's Masha, Mamash, not like the Chazonish. In addition, they say, even let's assume that he didn't let him wear it home. That's not called tiltul beregel. That's a normal way you wear something. That's normal tiltul. But we're talking about kicking muktzah that's not normally worn, you're not wearing it. Not something you normally do with your foot. So that's called tiltul begufo. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds as mutter. You're allowed to kick any kind of muktzah. And pretty much, we hold it. What? What? No. Here, what's it called? Here, it's not, what's it called? It was b'chotzer.
In the first case, he was allowed to do it.
In the Carmelis.
Yeah.
But why did Rashi have to mention over here, Lotit Lenu Biyodcha, that's Neil. Right? Rashi should have said, you're not even allowed to wear it. Right? If you wouldn't have to pick it up. Right? Just, you know, you can't even put it on. Right? So, it's mashma that the problem was not the wearing. But even if the problem was the wearing, they say, what's the raya of the Chazon Ish? Could be kicking muktz is okay, but wearing muktz on your foot is not okay. That's a normal way of being metalkalin, right? For something that goes on your foot, that's a normal way of being metalkalin. That's like doing it with your hands. But something that doesn't go on your foot, you stop kicking it, that should be okay. Okay, but in any case, from this Rashi, I'm not sure 100% how the Chazon Ish learned this Rashi. Okay, let's go on. What's it called? So he says the Omer Ula Garcinan that what's it called? The halacha, the machlokas of Tuma and Shabbos are the same. Avalolin in chalitza, but the gabi chalitza, where you have to take the shoe, the woman takes the shoe off the yavam, right? There, it's not considered a, we'll see, like, well, there, it's not the same halacha. Whatever the halacha is for this shul, legabe tuma, if it's tame, then legabe Shabbos, it's also a kli. If it's tahar, legabe Shabbos, not a kli. But legabe chalitza, the halacha is not like that. So Mara says, v'havin and bar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan now investigate. What does that mean? Right? Aliva deman. V'havin and bar Rav Yochanan, aliva deman. Now we're looking into it. Who's Rav Yochanan going according to? Who's he explaining over here? The Rabbanan or Rav Yehuda? When he said, the same halacha applies to Tuma and Shabbos, but not to Chalitza. Who is he explaining? The Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? Ilei ma'aliba the Rabbanan. If he was explaining the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan say that unless both are torn, right, it's still a kli. Okay? So if one, either one is torn, it's still a kli. Right? And they were saying, mid le'inyin Tuma monahavi. Le'inyin Shabbos namin monahavi. Right? Since le'gabi Tuma. If only one side tore, no matter which side, inside or outside, it's still a kli. Then in Shabbos, it's also a kli. Doesn't make a difference which side was torn. Okay? Avalola chalitza. But chalitza, no. The lav monahu. By chalitza, it's not a kli. Why? Because if the outside one tore, you can't put the right shoe on a left foot for chalitza. It has to be the foot that it belongs on. That's what it would seem to imply. Yeah? For Hasnan, that's not true. Chalitza shall small be a mean, chalitza sikshay. We have a mission that says Beferis, nobody argues that you can use the right shoe on the left foot for chalitza or vice versa. Right? Chalitza shall small be a mean, chalitza sikshay. No, they really have to take it off the right foot. So it has to be the left shoe on the right foot is still kosher. So you see that if you switch feet, it's okay. So what's it called? How can you say it's not the halacha? It doesn't apply to chalitza. If it's a kli, legabi Shabbos, legabi Tuma, meaning either one is torn, it's still a kli, legabi Shabbos, it's also still a kli. And therefore, legabi chalitza, it's also good. Because you're allowed to use the left shoe on the right foot. Ve'ela, so it can't be, this won't fit according to Rabbanu. Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's the same halacha for Shabbos, but not the same halacha for Chalitza, won't fit according to the Rabbana. Ela aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. He's explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Midle inyan tuma lab manehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the outer one tore, it's not a kli, legabi tuma. And therefore, what's it called? It's tar. Shabbos also. Linyan Shabbos nami lab manehu. Shabbos also, it's not a kli. With the outer one tore, right? So Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't switch feet. And therefore, what's it called? It's not a kli. Avalo lechalitza demanahu. But by chalitza, what's it called? It is a kli. By Shabbos and Tuma, it's not a kli. But by chalitza, it is. By chalitza, you could switch it. Okay? By chalitza, you could put the left shoe on the right foot. And therefore, by chalitza, it's still good. Right? Samara says, Eimer damrin chalitza shel small biyamin chalitza sekshera heichad lemil seimanahu. When do we hold that if you put the left shoe on the right foot, that it's good? If the left shoe is the left shoe. But if it's bottled from being a shoe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the outside on the left is torn, then it's not a shoe anymore. So you're not putting a left shoe on the right foot. You're putting a left nothing on the right thing. It's not a shoe anymore. So how could that be the pshat? The avalola in chalitza. Right? Hachal milsei lav monahu. Here, it's not a left shoe. That when the Mishnah says you could put a left shoe on the right foot, is if it's a left shoe. Here it's not a left shoe according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a left golem, not a shoe anymore. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, nitzeko achitso natar, amalav monahu. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the outside flap gets torn, you're never going to fix it. You're either going to remake it or throw it away. Right? So it's not a kli. Shemara says no. The olam alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining Rabbi Yehuda. And aim of the chen lechalitza. Don't say not for chalitza. Say yes, the same thing for chalitza. Meaning, if the outer flap tore, it's not a kli legabi tuma, it's tahar. It's not a kli legabi Shabbos, it's mukta. And the same thing for chalitza. It's not a kli legabi chalitza either. You can't use it and put it on the other foot, right? It won't be a good chalitza. The hakamash malon. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan told us. This is what the chiddush is in Rabbi Yehuda. The chi amrin and chalza shall small, b'shal yamin, chalitzosik sheira, hecha de la milse, manahu, aval hacha la milse lad manahu. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda, Mustami held halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't can't switch the shoes. If the fact that you can switch them doesn't make it a clique. If the left shoe, the outer thing of the left shoe became no good, it's not fit to put on the right shoe anymore, and it's not a clique. So Memela, he told him it's not a clique, it's mukta, and he didn't tell him, since it's roy to switch to the other foot, people don't do that. They don't wear left shoes on right feet and vice versa. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ilay mele rabbanon ashmin and Rabbi Yochanan. Aliba the man. Mahani tanai om Rabbi Yochanan demai the sphere leilin tuma sphere leilin tukla Shabbos avaleinin chalitza moda lebar pluksei. According to who did Rabbi Yochanan say that the one who holds that legabi tuma is the same thing legabi Shabbos and not leinin chalitza? Who was Rabbi Yochanan going on? Who is he explaining? He's explaining the Rabbanan that even if one side got torn, it's still a kli l'gabi tuma. So he was telling us it's still a kli l'gabi Shabbos. But for chalitza, it's not a kli. The eino kosher l'chalitza, the ha'anan tznan chotzer b'sandal small b'yamin, shachalitza b'regel yamini, the chalitza has to be on the right foot, the imnoble sandal small, the chotzer kosher. She wore a left foot. If he wore a left sandal on his right shoe, it's still kosher. On his right foot, it's still kosher. The inifsika chitzona, the sandal so small, if the outside flap of the left foot got torn, right? Amaylo havi kosher lachlos. Why isn't it kosher for chalitza? When you put it on the right foot, it's fixable, because now it's the inside flap. So he can't be explaining the rabbanan and say over there that it won't be for chalitza. Right, Ella, Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Yochanan, the Milsei, Lashmina the Bechalitza, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, the Monahu. By Chalitza, it is a Kli. Kegon Shenifsek Achitzal Neshal Small, Hov Choli Yamin Becholitz. Because the Snam Shal Small be Yamin Chalitza Asek Sheira. Morris says, no, you can't say that. Emor Damrina Chalitza Sheira Hechad Lo Nifsek Utarsiosa. When is it kosher? When it's a good shoe. You put a good left shoe on your right foot. But if you put a bad left shoe on your right foot, that can't be. When it's still it's still good for the foot that it really supposed to be for, then you can change feet. But if it's not a shoe for the foot it's supposed to be on, then it's not a shoe for the other foot either. Rabbi Yehuda is not a kli. Smart says the aim of the chain the chalitza. Can refers for azul, like the more explains. Vashmin and the chiamrin and chalza leave the rabbanon. So now Rashi says, so why don't we say the same thing before? It could go, he was clearly explaining the Rabbanan. Just going to change, instead of saying not the Chalitza, yes the Chalitza. Just like we change in Rabbi Yehuda, you could change the same thing and say it goes according to Rabbanan. So Rashi says, no, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, lo machin lo. Right? To Rabbi Yochanan. Ulamemer v'chein l'chalitza. Let's say the same thing in the beginning. V'chein l'chalitza. And the Rabbanan, if what's it called? If it's a, the Rabbanan hold, that if one side tore, right, that is still a kli. So it's a kli l'gabi Shabbos, it's a kli l'gabi Tuma, and it's v'chein l'chalitza, and it's a kli l'gabi Chalitza. The problem we had before is that lo l'chalitza. If it's a kli l'gabi Shabbos and Tuma, why isn't it good for Chalitza? The halacha is that you could switch feet for Chalitza. Right, so why can't we say the same thing over here? That the v'chein l'chalitza, it's a good kli for Chalitza. You could switch feet, no problem. So when it says, l'mashmin l'monin hu din kein, my osel hashmin Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? What's the chiddush? Since it's a shoe according to Rabbanan, why would there be a havamina that it shouldn't be good for chalitza? There's a ferish mishnah that if you use a good left shoe on the right foot, it's good. That's a mishnah. I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me a mishnah. So if it's a good left shoe, then I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this halacha. What I need Rabbi Yochanan is in Rabbi Yehuda that it's not a good left shoe, but on the right foot it would be okay. Since it's not good for the left, it's not good for the right either. That's a chiddush. That I don't know from the Mishnah. So you can only say this pshat in the Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say this pshat in the Rabbanan. Kivin the milsei mona who behed yitznan lamas nisan. Mishum da'af chilo mifsal. Yitznan chalso b'shal small b'yamin chalitzosek shera. That I have a Mishnah tells me that if you have a good left shoe, it's good on the right foot too. But over here, v'hainu domer le'el, the mitzvahs of Yochanan, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But if he's going in Rabbi Yehuda, he's telling me a chiddush. That even though on the right foot, it would be l'chor okay, because here it's the, what's it called, the, now it's the inner one, but since on the left foot it's not a shoe, it's not a shoe on the right foot either. That's a chiddush. That you don't know from the Mishnah, right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling me. So Rabbi Yochanan is only telling me a chiddush if he's explaining the Rabbana, the Rabbi Yehuda, if we change around and say v'chein l'chalitza, right? It can't be not for chalitza. That can't be. It has to be that the version is v'chein l'chalitza. It's the same halacha by chalitza. But it only is a chiddush if you're explaining Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a chiddush if you're explaining the Rabbana.